Kern Place, the water comes from the river year round, and I cannot drink the stuff. It's as salty as...
Oh, it's horrible.
It really is.
Have you gotten a Brita?
Beg your pardon?
A Brita water filter?
No, but I just buy jugs of water out at the fort.
Mm-hmm.
It's good old Trinity River water from Dallas. But at least it's not
it
Rio Grande.
Good. Yeah, yeah, right.
Because Rio Grande water is salty.
What do they call the ditches that are by the improved roads? That run along the improved roads? What are those called?
Gutter? Now what?
Well, the ditches that run along an improved road, I guess it takes the water off the road.
Oh, bar ditch.
Okay. And what kinds of, do you have any fruit trees out back?
No.
Do you know what kinds of fruit trees that people...
Peaches and pears grow very well.
Mm-hmm.
Grapes
mm-hmm.
do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they require a lot of care. Plus, a lot of years, we will have late frosts. And it will kill all the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, not 100%.
What do you call it when it's so cold that the plants die?
Frost.
Mm-hmm. The corn that you pick up is called and eat. Pick up and eat.
The what?
The corn that you pick up and eat.
Roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. And what about the stuff that you have to tear off the corn to eat it?
Husk.
What about the little strings?
Silks.
Mm-hmm. And like you have long, sometimes they're long and green, and sometimes they're red, and sometimes they're, you know, they can be white, but they're legumes. What do you call legumes?
Beans.
Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody says to you that they had beans for dinner, what kind of beans did they have?
Well, I think about pinto, but there are many kinds. Butter beans, kidney beans, all kinds of beans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think about pintos because they're the most common around here.
Are those the red ones?
Yeah, red. They're red when you cook them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have a little sauce with them, usually?
Yeah. I'll tell you the way you tell pintos is they're little speckle-looking beans.
Oh.
When they're, before you cook them, they're kind of little speckle-looking.
Are they white or?
They're pinkish.
Okay.
The background of it is kind of whitish or tan, and then these little darker tan spots all over them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call them pintos.
Yeah. Okay.
They're paints.
Either that or they blow up when you touch them, right?
Yeah.
The little tiny tomatoes are called.
Well, in Spanish, they're tomatillas.
Oh, those are different, though, right? A tomatilla is a special kind of...
of a tomato, little green tomato.
Little green ones, but little red ones that people have sometimes.
Let me think. What do you call those? Tomatoes, I guess.
Would you say cherry tomato?
That's it. Cherry tomato, yes.
The brown things with eyes that grow under the ground.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And the red vegetable, I guess it's a vegetable, that you slice, and sometimes they can it, and sometimes they make juice out of it.
Tomatoes?
The it looks like a turnip, kind of.
Beets?
Yeah, beets.
Beets. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Any other words for beets?
No.
Okay. How about that big fat yellow vegetable that's long? What do you call it?
The sweet potato?
No, the yellow one. It's related to a pumpkin.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. And all, like, squash, beets, potatoes, I guess, are part of this, but all together they are.
They are root vegetables.
But they are, yeah, right. Okay. Okay, cherry pits are called?
Cherry stones?
Would you say stone or pit?
Well, actually, pit's the word for
okay.
it.
What about in a peach?
A peach seed?
Is there a difference in a peach between the outside covering of the seed and the inside seed?
Well, there's a hard stone covering, and if you break the peach seed, why, here's this little kernel inside.
Okay. So you'd say that collectively, the, like the stone, it's a stone, and then inside there's a kernel.
Right.
Okay, good. How about a peach? What would you call a peach?